We already know that they would set our model tax to 7, and we would be recognized in years today, all the way to the fall, Memorial Day. But you know what? This Sunday, that's what we need to celebrate Pentecost. And another question, do you know what it is? Okay.
Quick.
Pentecost means 50. And 50 days. Now, we celebrate Easter. You know, we celebrate Easter because that's the day God speaks early to heaven. 50 days after that, Pentecost is 50. But what he, before he went, he told all his disciples that he would, after he had gone, that he would send somebody back to be with them. All. And be with us all. That's what we said. The Holy Spirit came with his disciples, came in a strong wind. Felt like there was something, pride or something on it. It was a rise, and it was speaking through it. We talked about Jesus' tongue. They were speaking in different languages. The Spirit entered. So, you have seen the Holy Spirit. You see. And he was alive. Have you ever seen the wind? No. I haven't seen the wind either. I've seen the leaves move. And I've seen the dirt fly up off the ground and swirl around. And the water goes flat as well. Those are all things that happen because of the wind. Right? Well, the Holy Spirit is that inside of you. We have not been seen. We have seen the Holy Spirit. But like wind, can we see the things that the Holy Spirit does? Well, there is a thing here. Do you know something? What kind of things do you think the Holy Spirit being inside of you, what does that do? Maybe sing songs and maybe have that happiness in you, stuff like that. Well, there's a couple of things here. It says, he comforts us when we are sad and alone. He guides us in the ways of the truth. He helps us when we don't know how to pray. He lives inside us and gives us life. He shows us the good things God has for us. People ask me sometimes how I know there's a God. Well, the same reason I know there's a God, the same reason I know that the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. And one of those ways is because when I go to do something that may not quite be right, I'm good at that. That's what I do. It's not something that's deep in me, on that. It's a feeling you've got now, all right? Just a feeling inside that you know, before you even do it, that's not quite right. Or when you do something really, really good, you get a real warm feeling inside. Well, I know personally that is the Holy Spirit living in me, and that's how, even though I've never seen the Holy Spirit, I know that it's in me, I know that it lives in me. All of it, which is the same. And you live there, and you do the work. And you get happiness. You can come here today, at all times, and you can have the opportunity to understand that. And if that feels to be, as you well know, and you can see. Something that you can go out and find some wind. put that together and fly around, you'll be able to see my men and take the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.